T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Our top local story, the weather. A strong storm bringing winter weather to much of Southern California. Heavy snow causing road closures in the mountains. We have in-depth team coverage. Let's get the latest right now from Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Maher.
Yeah, heavy snow continues in the mountains, and we've got some more heavy rain falling as you get lower in elevation. Right now, an urban and small stream flood advisory set to expire here in about 10 minutes across the east central portion of Los Angeles County. Still some heavy rain, though, across Ontario, around Riverside, down towards Irvine, and also across Orange County. We have the flash flood warning in effect until 11:30 this morning. Already over an inch of rain has fallen across portions of Orange County. We've got some more heavy rain there as well, so we'll keep an eye on that with the potential for substanding water impacting your drive. And we also will continue to have these winter storm warnings across the mountains from tonight into the start of Friday morning, and there's going to be some more snow piling up higher up in elevation, even in a winter weather advisory for parts of the Antelope Valley. Fortunately, the rain and mountain snow taper off early tomorrow. We'll have dry weather into the start of the weekend. Back to Nathan in the studio.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Now, the rain, the snow, it has all made driving conditions miserable for thousands of Southern California residents. In fact, the snow prompted authorities to close down I-5 over the Grapevine. KNX 1070's John Baird is live in Castaic with that story.
It didn't take long to go from fire weather in Southern California to wintry weather, and that had drivers scrambling to figure out some alternate routes. The snow up in the Grapevine always makes for treacherous driving conditions, and the CHP and Caltrans finally decided to shut I-5 down. So much for that route.
We're probably going to reroute to 126, down to Ventura, Pismo.
You can do the long way.
There's no need another route.
He wasn't the only driver on ice because of the storm. If only they could make it home in time for dinner.
That'd be nice. I don't know. I'm hoping so. I really am hoping so.
Some drivers were more than just a little bit frustrated, though, with the closure. The good thing was that a new system, a new gate in the middle of the freeway, allowed a lot of drivers to just turn around on I-5 and head back toward L.A. to regroup. Reporting live in Castaic, John Baird, KNX 1070.
A family from South Central LA has an empty chair at the table this Thanksgiving holiday. They're searching for a relative who vanished after a traffic stop and arrest by the California Highway Patrol. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Craig Figner in Inglewood.
Certainly an unusual chain of events here. This goes back to November 5th. The California Highway Patrol, CHP, they arrested Donald James in Torrance on suspicion of DUI. Now, Donald is 62. He was in a car with his twin brother, Douglas James. They also had their pet dog.
I kept telling them to take my brother home, and they seemed like they got upset with me about that. I told him that he had old time and dementia. I asked him to please take him home. I kept saying that. Got home, my brother wasn't there.
Now, Donald says the last time he saw his brother was during that arrest about 8 o'clock in the evening. He was released from custody the next morning about 1 a.m., got home to South Central L.A., and no sign of his twin brother.
They were calling the highway patrol and said, you know, where's my brother? Where's the dog? And they said, well, we let him out at an ARCO station. They abandoned him, 237th and Western.
The family has an attorney. They're demanding answers from the California Highway Patrol. They say the brother was dropped off about 10 miles from his home, and they are going to file a claim against the state. First step before they can file a lawsuit. And also this Thanksgiving, this rainy, cold day, they're also searching for their brother, the 62-year-old who vanished November 5th. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Craig, thank you very much. Approximately 9,000 Southern California Edison customers are without power right now. That makes it difficult to cook that Thanksgiving dinner today.
It's always unfortunate, given the holidays, but the weather being what it is, sometimes it doesn't cooperate exactly like, you know, one would wish.
Robert Villegas of SoCal Edison telling KNX nearly half of those customers are in the Crestline area of San Bernardino County. There have been other rolling outages, and it's believed it's more than likely weather-related. With the coming storm, the utility did its best to prepare, according to Villegas.
We've pre-staged our crews all over the service territory in anticipation of the weather, so it's a tough thing for some of the crew folk who know that it's a holiday, and instead of being with family, they're going to be out there working all day and tonight as well, and so that's just part of the job when it comes to conditions like this.
Earlier outages were taken care of, but with massive snow and rain, the good news is the fire danger is lessened, but it does bring on possible outages like these. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The drive through the Cajon Pass right now slow because of the storm.
Caltrans and CHP are working right now doing escorts with plowing on both northbound and southbound 15. So it's slow going through there right now at about anywhere from 15 to 25 miles an hour.
Caltrans spokeswoman Terry Kasinga says it's going to snow in the pass and in parts of the high desert this afternoon and early evening. She says the escorts will probably continue into the evening. She says chains are required. If you are headed up to the mountains because of blizzard-like conditions, it's best not to drive through the Cajon Pass and mountains until tomorrow when the storm passes. And if you run into a situation where chains are required and you don't have them, you're going to be turned around. The local ski resorts are dealing with an unusual problem. They have too much snow. Ski resorts are pushing to get roadways cleared and ski runs ready because of all the fresh powder. John McCauley is with Mountain High Resort and tells KNX the storm that's been moving through the region may end up boosting the holiday rush.
Once this thing pushes through, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And we expect to have the majority of both the East and West resorts open at Mountain High. So it could be a fantastic, one of our best Thanksgiving weekends in recent history.
Mountain High, along with Snow Valley, had to delay its opening day because of the snow yesterday. Both resorts plan to get their ski lifts running today, though. Snow Summit near Big Bear also set to open today. Bear Mountain expected to open for the season tomorrow. The Midnight Mission on Skid Row says about 1,000 people are getting nice, warm, and dry meals at the annual Thanksgiving brunch. Joey Weinert with the mission tells KNX the goal is to give homeless and other struggling people a sense of community.
Even though people are struggling and suffering out here on the streets, do we have to be a glum lot? And we think that that's, we don't, you know, during the holiday season, we want to give people a sense of hope. Now, and compassion, and remind people that we're all in this together.
Now, this brunch is usually a big outdoor festival. It has been moved indoors, of course, because of the weather.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.